content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com, The ABCs of Self-Love, Ideals to Implement in Your Life for Self-Improvement. And this article was written by Olaranke Bamajiro. I do enough. I have enough. I am enough. Affirmations. I think the ages that we are now are probably some of the hardest ages in our lives. We have all the physical changes we're experiencing. We are progressing in our academic careers, pushing for the best universities, and seeking to open new doors. We absorb new information. We meet new people. We grow and succeed. But sometimes we fail. We fall short. We struggle. We become so absorbed in the lives of others that we forget our own. And it becomes difficult to cherish who you are as an individual. There's no single pathway to finding yourself and loving yourself for who you are and not who others expect you to be. I'm still unlearning toxic habits with regard to what I absorb and how I treat myself, but also other people, because something I've come to realize over the years is that self-love determines how you treat other people. Undoubtedly, I love me, but I'm still on my self-love journey. I think that's fine, healthy even, because we evolve over time and our relationships with ourselves should evolve too. So I've devised a list of practices and ideals that I've implemented in my life in the form of the ABCs. 1. Accept. Accept the circumstances. Accept how things turn out. The reality is that life isn't always perfect. Life never follows a linear pathway. It's a roller coaster, a journey, a process, a story filled with ups and downs, loves and losses, growth and shortcomings. And the difficult part is accepting this, especially as we dislike discomfort. It's easy to stay in a zone where things are familiar and feel safe, but the only way to grow as a person and love yourself every step of the way is to accept that things aren't always going to be smooth sailing. But nonetheless, know that you will be all right. 2. Breathe. Sometimes all you need is to inhale and live in the moment. Find it within yourself to just let everything else go and focus on you and how you feel at the moment. When things are going well, decipher what it is that makes you feel good about that moment and hold on to that feeling. If there's something that makes you feel less than great, get to the root of why it makes you feel that way. And don't be upset that things aren't perfect. Part of learning self-love is loving yourself through the good and the bad. 3. Confidence. If you don't feel like a naturally confident person, sometimes you've got to fake it till you make it. There are always times where your confidence wavers. I like to think of myself as a confident person, but there have been times where I've lacked faith in myself. So to regain my confidence, I find something to remind me of how fantastic I am. For me, it's public speaking. I love being up in front of people, telling anecdotes all in pursuit of teaching my listeners a lesson. Speaking thrills me. It's where I can be myself. Find your happy space, the space that makes you feel like you. 4. Devote. Devote time towards your physical, mental, and emotional healing. You spend the most time with yourself. You shouldn't make your body and mind a miserable place to be. Start by taking a breather. Think about yourself as an individual. What are your strengths? What are your areas for improvement? None of us are weak. Figure those out and treasure them. Your strengths are what make you unique, and areas for improvement make you human. Together, they make you, you. And if you don't cherish them, you can't expect anyone else to. 5. Energy. Your time and energy are invaluable, as are you as a person. You need to focus your energy into things that serve you both in your journey of growth and your pathway to loving yourself more. That means toxic people, toxic environments, toxic thoughts, they all need to go. Start channeling your time into things that make you smile, that make you feel safe, things that make you feel like you. 6. Focus. Focus on the things that make you happy, whether it's your work, your friends, your family, but most importantly, yourself. If you truly seek self-love, you must start by acknowledging that the most important person in your life is you. The only opinion that should matter is yours. The only emotions and feelings that you need to protect are yours. Now, this is not to say that the feelings and opinions of others aren't of significance. It's just that there should be a level of priority. You matter, and your feelings come first. 7. Grow. Growth is so important as we navigate through this journey that we call life. Growth in terms of your mindset and approach to the way you lead your life. Growth in how to decide to treat yourself and others. Growth in your belief systems and morals. And if that means holding on to what you've always known, continue to do so and better yourself through cherishing these values. 8. Health. Your health isn't just physical. It's mental, emotional, and, if you believe, spiritual. It's important to look after every part of your health, because if one aspect of your health wavers, it takes a toll on every part of you. Look after your body. Eat the right things. Sleep at a reasonable time. Give yourself time to breathe. Talk to people if things aren't going as well as you'd like. You'll be okay. I promise. 9. Impact. Consider how your actions affect yourself and others. I've come to realize that the way you treat others is a reflection of how you treat yourself. And if you're like me, you've had periods where you've treated others better than yourself, and whilst being kind is an important life skill, it no longer matters if you're not kind to the most important person, yourself. 10. Joy. Ensure to celebrate your successes. You deserve to be happy and feel happy about whatever you've accomplished, no matter how big or small, and no matter how anyone else may feel. You need to be your biggest cheerleader, and that means feeling good about whatever you do and achieve. Go out shopping. Treat yourself to nice gifts. Take those spa days. Allow yourself to feel the happiness. Feel the joy. 11. Knowledge. Knowledge in itself is a powerful tool, but in this case, I'm talking about knowledge of yourself, the people you have around, and how things make you feel. I think this is definitely the hardest thing to do on the list, and I'm still working on it. It sometimes is difficult to unpack your emotions, especially when you feel so many at once and you don't know where to begin. It is okay not to feel like yourself and not know why. But when there are constant periods of sadness, as much as you should reach out for help, try also within yourself to get to the root of what's making you feel other than yourself. Once you master this skill, you can work towards ensuring that negativity doesn't get the best of you. 12. Laugh. Laughter and smiling are such a beautiful gift, and, if anything, life is short. Spend time around people that make you feel good about yourself and remind you to make the most of every moment you have. Establish a unique support system to gain advice to help navigate through anything. Friends, family, colleagues, anyone that makes you feel safe and will remind you that life is beautiful. And if you're lucky enough, you'll find your people, the people that make you laugh until your stomach hurts, because laughter is the best medicine. 13. Mindfulness. It's important to practice breathing and controlling your thoughts. The mind is powerful, and it can make you believe things that aren't true about yourself. Don't live your life with your thoughts controlling you. I know from experience that it'll have you thinking all sorts of negative things about yourself. Hold on to the positive, and even when a negative thought comes through, learn to be able to convert it into a constructive building block for your next milestone. This, in the long term, helps you build a positive relationship with your mind. 14. Nature. I feel a deep spiritual connection to the natural world. It's chaotic but harmonious, busy yet still, bright and beautiful. Sitting outside in the natural world and taking in the fresh air, absorbing the harmonious ways of the outside world, feeling a gentle breeze pass over you and the hairs on your arms arise and goosebumps cover you, that is the true power of nature. 15. Optimism. It's easy to complain that things are difficult. And to some extent, fair enough, life is hard, and things are hard too. But being optimistic is a greater challenge, and it's not for the weak. But by looking on the bright side of life, you appreciate the gifts that you've been granted, and you appreciate and cherish your best qualities. In pursuit of self-love, it is essential to try and be positive. 16. Peace. Protected at all costs. If in pursuit of self-love, you need to find inner peace. Be content with the beautiful, unique individual that is you. And separate yourself from toxic people. It's important to be surrounded by supportive and positive people that remind you how incredible you are, but also help you understand your humanity. They establish themselves as a safe space to ask questions, make mistakes, and be yourself. 17. Quest. Life is an adventure, and it's impossible to be perfect. We will never get things right all the time. But the alternative isn't to dwell on what can't be, but rather to celebrate what is, and one of which is the incredible human that you are. Instead of stressing over how you want things to be, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride of wherever life takes you. 18. Relax. It's important to take time out to sit and just appreciate the person that you are. It's easy to get caught up in the unknowns and worry about the future, but the only moment that matters is this one, the present moment. Learn to let go of the past and put the future to one side. The future comes in due course. For now, how do you feel? 19. Self-care. This comes in many forms: shopping, skincare, makeup, mani-pedis, sleeping, binging on Netflix, yoga, running, cooking, and so many others. The point I'm trying to make is that there is no one way to look after yourself and make yourself feel good. You need to find what works best for you. 20. Thought. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. The mind is a powerful tool, and if you let it, you'll be thinking all sorts of negative things about yourself. It's the same with what people tell you. If you let them, you'll lack self-esteem. It's easy to give into the negativity and believe what haters think and say. So choose the difficult decision. Choose to love yourself. Let your mind love your body. Let your body love your mind. And let yourself love everything about yourself. 21. Understand. There is a lot to grasp: who you are, what is your calling, what makes you happy, and what doesn't. It's a journey, and I think that's what makes learning self-love so beautiful and important. You're constantly growing in your understanding of yourself, growing in your understanding of others, growing in your understanding of what life means. Live to understand and Understand to live. 22. Value. Value yourself and value your mental health. Value the people who value you and your mental health. Treasure the time that you have and spend it loving yourself. 23. Warmth. Spend time doing things that make you feel good. Spend time around people who make you feel good. Do things that make you feel good about yourself, and spend every day of your life being happy with who you are. 24. Xylophone. There aren't many words that start with X, and xylophones make cool sounds. 25. Yoga. Yoga has helped me love myself physically, because my body is unique to me. It's perfect for me. It's gorgeous to me. And that's all that matters. Beyond this, though, yoga has helped me solve my inner conflict and become one with myself. It has helped me better understand who I am and has thus increased the love I have for myself. Yoga is a beautiful thing. 26. Zen. Zen time allows me to feel whole, and you need to find what helps you feel complete. Zen time for me is closing my eyes, shutting out the rest of the world, and focusing on how I feel. Try it sometime. Self-love and self-understanding come hand in hand. To love yourself, you need to know yourself. Understand your likes and dislikes, and never compromise these for anyone. Celebrate your little wins. Celebrate your big wins. Smile when things go right. Breathe when things go left. Be content with all that you have. Be thankful for the present moment. Take care of yourself. Try to love who you are, and may peace and happiness come your way. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. How to come up with excuses for any occasion. And this article was written by Ioana Moga. Lying isn't a good thing to do. However, we are forced to do so from time to time to protect someone's feelings, politely decline an invitation, and so on. Even though some people are gifted enough to come up with an excuse at a moment's notice, others can have a hard time doing so. Are you that person that is invited somewhere and can't figure out an excuse not to go? Whether your answer is yes or whether it was no, you can look below to find out the principles of creating an alibi. Note: so while honesty is usually the best policy, there are a few exceptions. Even though some lies are to protect yourself and others, don't make a habit of it. What is a white lie? And when should you use one? A white lie is thought to be harmless or insignificant. Such lies are frequently stated to avoid hurting someone's feelings, as many people agree on the fact that lies are harmful, destructive, and wrong. There are occasions when we avoid additional harm by telling harmless lies. On one hand, the goal of an actual lie is wicked, and the consequences are severe. While on the other, a white lie is generally more like bending the truth where the purpose is pleasant and good, and the consequences are usually minor. Note: the cliche that you should always speak the truth is mainly correct, but in some cases, white lies serve some purpose, like protecting someone's feelings. White lie versus real lie. Now for the big question you might have been asking yourself. How do you know the difference between a real lie and a white one? Well, the answer is quite simple. We usually use a white lie to either create a magical world for children, where Santa Claus delivers presents every year, or to be nice and display social etiquette, while also getting out of certain unwanted situations. In the end, white lies serve a useful function. Sometimes, being completely honest might cause discomfort or end up being insulting. That's why people consider white lies to be a sign of politeness. Real lies typically serve more selfish purposes. They can affect you or other people with negative results. How to come up with excuses/alibis. We are naturally hardwired to speak the truth. Therefore, the task of creating an excuse might challenge some. However, in some cases, we are just left out of options and need to use a white lie. Coming up with a successful alibi is easier than it seems. There are a few principles that will help you in creating an excuse. 1. Keep it on the realistic side. Many people panic and create an unusual excuse that isn't credible at all, therefore they get busted easily. 2. Try and don't make it too complex. As complicated as you make it, as unrealistic as it can sound. 3. Stick to your story once you say it. 4. If you're going to lie, make it as true as possible. Excuses for family. In some situations, it is inevitable to not take the help of excuses and escape the heat of the fire. Whether it be a family circumstance, coming up with a relevant excuse can help you a great deal in making it out safe and sound. Here are some examples you can use for your family when you either need to explain yourself about something like avoiding chores or for any other situation you may encounter. It's a different time now. Everybody is doing it. I am sensitive to all those cleaning products. I caught a cold. I need sleep. The mop was all the way upstairs. I didn't know if you wanted me to clean that. Excuses for friends. We love our friends, but sometimes we just need some time for ourselves and also not hurt their feelings. So below, you can find some examples of excuses you may find handy in certain situations. I forgot. I just couldn't finish my homework in time to make it. I'm allergic to your cat or dog. Oh, is the event this Sunday? I'm having my doctor's appointment then. I just got Netflix. Words can't express my gratitude. I told you that a long time ago. You are my best friend, and so is she. What to consider beforehand? One thing to remember is that making an excuse should be justified according to the given circumstances. Unnecessarily lying or using excuses for personal benefit while hurting others won't take you a long way, and moreover, it's not morally justified. Know that your actions have consequences, and what you do should be mutually beneficial and respectful of the other person's boundaries. Here are some things you should consider before making up an excuse. The intention you have. Think if you do it to protect or ease someone's pain, or if you are doing it for selfish reasons. Be aware of the long-term consequences. Even though white lies don't usually have very severe ones, the real lies tend to be. Is it worth it, or would it be easier to just tell the truth? Will it affect your relationship if they ever found out you lied? Even though the truth hurts, we need to be honest with the people we care about, and ultimately, ourselves. So before you tell a white lie, consider if it's worth it. Conclusion. So even though honesty is by far the right choice for most situations, it's okay to tell a white lie from time to time to protect someone's feelings while also getting yourself out of an unwanted situation. You do have to consider the consequences beforehand, so if you get busted, you know what to expect and not get caught by surprise. Just don't make a habit of lying when you could simply tell the truth, especially if it isn't too painful. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. Lizzo went to the Renaissance Tour and knew Blue Ivy's dance by heart. And this article was written by Kara Nesvig. Lizzo may be traveling the globe on her own tour, but she found time to learn the moves from Beyoncé's Renaissance show, too. And she's so good, she could be right up on stage next to Blue Ivy. The musician, who, like everyone, is a major Bey fan, attended the Poland tour stop and recreated every viral move of Blue Ivy's now-signature dance during the My Power segment. Thankfully, Lizzo captured said moves on TikTok so we could revel in every second of the routine. While the talented young Miss Carter wasn't present for that show, Lizzo easily could have taken her place next to Bey. She was clearly having an amazing time at the show as she revealed to fans that she lost one of her gloves after throwing it during Break My Soul, and that she was dancing so much her thigh-high boots slid down. We've all been there. Lizzo also treated fans to a video diary of Beyoncé Day, starting with her morning routine at the gym before getting ready for the show. The singer wore a custom denim and diamonds strapless mini dress with skinny sunglasses and the aforementioned gloves, which was definitely aligned with the Renaissance vibes. She even made sure to grab a few pieces of merch and do a mini haul, because even the biggest stars can't resist Beyoncé tour gear. Love the thick shorts. The experience was obviously a lot of fun for Lizzo and her friends, but it was also a deeply personal and meaningful moment for the star. "I just need to reflect," Lizzo says at the end of her vlog. "There's nothing like being able to tell the person that you looked up to that you're proud of them. Beyoncé is having so much fun on this tour. I've seen Beyoncé perform since Destiny's Child, and I have not missed one tour." That's true fandom. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.